Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Born Offside. We're back. And you guys are kind of like color coordinated today. What's going on?
Well, I've got the
green and gold.
Tad's got mustard.
It's kind of green and gold. Is that for the international break? Is that what you were intending?
100%.
Yeah.
We spoke about this.
It's coming up again.
I was kind of. I thought there was just one.
Three international breaks in 12 rounds. It's too much. I like international football.
It is a lot.
This is a lot.
Three in 12 rounds is too much.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot for the players too, especially because Australia is so far for those guys that are based overseas.
Yeah.
Where are Australia playing? Do you know?
Melbourne. And then where are we playing? Palestine. Neutral ground.
Sorry.
I don't know where we're playing. We're playing Palestine next week. We're playing Bangladesh at home. Tough game.
Giants of world football,
Bangladesh. So should be a low scoreline.
There's been some new call-ups as well for soccer, isn't there?
Yeah, plenty of new call-ups.
Yankee got the call-up.
It's a good chance to try them out.
Yeah. I'm so happy he got the call-up. You know, like he's been smashing it. He got injured for a little bit, but he's been smashing it at Portsmouth and, you know, hard work pays off. So
yeah. And we need number nines, don't we? There's not really much to pick from at the moment. So I guess it's a good position to be a nine as well. Tell you what, I had this conversation with someone at work today at Optus. They were saying, like, if you're in the NPL at the moment and you're a number nine, you'd be looking at this going, just keep going, bro. Because honestly, you can get to the fourth, third division of England and you can get a call up for the national team, you know, because with all due respect, I like Mitch Duke, but like, he's playing in Japanese two and he's our starting nine.
Yeah.
Just, we don't have nines, you know? So like, keep going if you're a center forward. But look, all the headlines are about one man. Nestori Iancunda.
Yes.
Isn't in any of the Australian squads, which might be controversial, but it might also have something to do with the fact that he's agreed a deal to Bayern Munich, the most expensive deal for an outgoing Australian ever.
Here we go. I hate to say we told you so, but we told you so.
You guys said it a while ago, and then you reposted your TikTok that you made about him.
Yeah.
Did you?
I don't know what I did. I don't know how to use that app anymore. I think I put it on my story or something.
Oh, story.
But
yeah, because my video that I posted like months ago somehow got back on the timeline because he got signed and everyone's saying like you predicted it. But you know, it doesn't really surprise
that's
me.
That's who we need to get on before he goes
anywhere. Yeah, I reckon we could for sure.
When are they? When Adelaide are in? Maybe when Adelaide are in.
When they're up in Sydney? Yeah, for sure. No, it'd be great to have a chat to him. Obviously, super young lad, but he's got the world at his feet. He's going to be going to Bayern, 5.5 million. So a lot of the questions coming into the pod are about that. CJL 26, will Iancunda get a chance to fight for his spot at Bayern or will he be loaned out?
Oh, that's a tough one. For me, I'm seeing like a project Alphonso Davies. I reckon they're going to turn him into a right back.
Yeah?
Really?
I think they are.
Interesting.
Because I followed the Alphonso Davies story because I was in America at the time. When he was bursting on the scene, when he was in the MLS, he was doing exactly what Kunda's doing now. Like, he was on the wing, he was banging in goals for fun, he was scoring left, right, and center, and he was like 17. And I was like, fuck, what they're gonna do with him?
Yeah,
turn him to a left back, and up and down. I reckon they could do a similar sort of thing, for Kunda.
Well, he's turned into a superstar, so that's worked.
Yeah.
We've seen, not really an Australian, but we've seen a Kiwi, Sarpreet Singh, sign for Bayern Munich 2 years ago.
I think his name was trending when Iancunda's story came out because everybody's like, please don't let this be
What happened to him?
He got loaned out.
Yeah.
To Nuremberg first, and then I think a series of loans, and he's still, you know, going through the loans.
Yeah, he never ended up.
How was he, like, because I don't know that much about him, how was he in terms of bursting on the scene? Like, was he as big as...
No. He was good.
He was good.
For Phoenix, he was good in the A-League, but I don't think he was to this level of...
Because even, like, people in England are now, like, quote-tweeting, being like, what the fuck is this goal catalogue? People that have never seen him play.
Yeah.
Like, even my boys in England now are, like, messaging me, like, is this the guy you were talking about? I'm like,
yeah, here we go.
I fucking told you, man. Listen to me. I've got my ears to the streets in the A-League. Yeah. This is the guy. When I told him, like, oh, yeah, A-League, blah, 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 blah. But when it goes, here we go, He tweets.
As soon as Fabrizio,
tweets it, they're like, oh, this is proper.
No, it's a big signing. Look, everyone's writing it. Caleb Bora wrote as well, proud of Nestri, but I pray he doesn't get loaned out. I don't think loaning out is necessarily a bad thing. A lot of big players have been loaned out before.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's honestly sink or swim, and some players sink for one reason or another, but like it's also a great opportunity. If you're going to sit on the bench at Bayern, I know it's Bayern.
You're still on the bench.
But if you're just going to sit on the bench, yeah. I mean, he's got to get over Gnabry and Sané and these guys.
Yeah,
I mean, Bayern is stacked.
Yeah, it all depends where
you
go.
And that's why the Alphonso Davies idea, you know, that he ends up in the back, maybe that would give him more time, yeah. more likely. But he's fighting a lot of good players for that position.
That's the thing. So, look, I think it's not about – it's where you go on loan. Like, there are good loan moves, there are bad loans. And some of them are lucky. Arzani, signed by Man City. Loan didn't work, right? Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it does work. So we're all super proud of it.
Yeah.
But it – and I stress this all the time in football – hasn't achieved it yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like it's foot. Like I always think, like your foot's in the door now.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? Like, as amazing as it is, we all just gotta hope that it just keeps going.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot more football to be played.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I completely agree with that. And you know, fingers crossed they put him down the right path, and you know everything's the best for him. I mean,
but hopefully it means more scouts coming here. I was chatting to Tommy Sorensen at work, obviously former goalkeeper for Melbourne City. He was at the most recent. He was actually at Melbourne City versus Sydney FC last week. And he said the head scout for Viking in Norway. Mm. No, in Norway, was that right? Yeah, it was. The head scout for Viking in Norway was here watching that game because he's already got three Aussies.
Yeah.
And it's a proven formula that the Aussies are working in that league. So the scouts are coming regularly to watch. Mm. Okay, that's Norway. But now you never know. Maybe Bayern, German scouts start coming a bit more. And it opens the path.
Yeah, I think definitely like people will be sniffing around the A-League, especially like that Adelaide team has got stars coming out of it. Probably the best youth development in the A-League, I'd say, wouldn't surprise me.
Well, yeah, every player that gets a call up, like Nestor, he puts Australia on the map.
Yeah,
because I'm sure you live, you know, obviously you moved here. What was the reputation of Australian football before you lived here?
It was definitely not good.
Yeah, exactly.
It was definitely horrible. And that was because of the whole, Usain Bolt thing. That really fucked.
That was a joke.
Usain Bolt killed us.
That
right?
fucked up.
Killed
us.
That was
so
an absolute much, joke.
Because I was in England, I'm thinking, wait, how the fuck is Usain Bolt scoring in the A League?
Yeah,
it took the league back about 5 years.
You know that sometimes that which didn't I forget really. That he that happened. It's a bit of a friendly. Fever dream.
No one knew it was
thing.
A friendly. Yeah. Like a clip went viral of him scoring. Yeah. Everyone's like, is this guy signed for Central Coast? What is going on?
I know. It didn't help our cause.
No, it didn't.
It was very memeable. Hopefully, they made a lot of money out of that. But look, it didn't work for Adelaide on the weekend. They didn't have Iran Kunda because he was suspended from last week.
Yep.
How funny the tone's different.
That's what I found most interesting that was announced the same week.
Yeah, it's like last week we were here sitting here. One of the questions last week was, could this like, you know, derail his career, this red card?
Nah, man, it was already done.
Yeah. And now we're here talking about him going to Bayern.
That's why he didn't hold back. He's I'm leaving.
In terms of the money that A-League got, I don't know how it works in terms of money. Like, they sold him for $3 million or whatever.
I think it's $5.5 million. So probably like, €3 million.
So does that go to A-League or does that go to Adelaide? That's what I don't know.
Good question. Should go to Adelaide, you'd think. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bit of a split. I don't know. Mm. That's a good question. That's a very good question. I reckon we'll look into that. Mm. Yeah, ask a few questions. Probably won't get the right answers.
Yeah.
But no. I wouldn't mind hearing about where that goes. Either way, it's money into the Australian game. But I hear you. I know what you mean. Yes. You kind of want that to go into then creating more products like.
Yeah, because I think the whole thing, if you've developed and created a player and you know you've nurtured him, you should benefit.
And I have no doubt they would.
They would, but
I just wonder if there's a percentage. Much? Yeah. It's an interesting one. Well, they got hammered by Sydney on the weekend.
Yeah.
Sydney sacked Corica.
I know.
Put your Fuktale in.
I had a few messages about that because I said that he was untouchable and then he got fired the next week.
You said that last week.
Mystic Cat is back.
Mystic Cat was wrong. Because you asked me like, thoughts on Corica. And I said, I think he's pretty safe. Like, I just don't see
getting
rid of him.
But they gave him a good tribute, didn't they?
Mm.
Yeah.
And he resigned, I believe. He didn't actually officially get sacked.
Well, that was more so what I
Joel
Ollie
was
suspected would
fucking
happen.
Going off, wasn't he? Two
fucking
goals.
Good to see the loss.
Fucking an assist as well.
Yeah, it's like, good to see.
Lolly.
Good to see. And mate? It's amazing how quick football fans change because Joe was getting, he was getting criticised a bit by Sydney fans for not performing. Now, Luca Delaney, is Joe Lolly the best player in the A-League?
That's football in a nutshell, isn't it? That's football in a nutshell. 1 minute they hate you, the next minute you're the fucking guy, man.
I know, but it was a great performance. He's the A-League's Iron Robin. Just loves to cut in on
cuts
that left
in,
peg.
Bang.
Does it all the time.
Yeah.
Gorgeous man, Robin.
And
I'm joking.
Jesus, that was random.
It was really random. Know,
there's nothing to sexualizing of men.
Yeah. Right, what? Like, Robin is a gorgeous man. He's not bad. Are you thinking Ribéry?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I knew you were thinking Ribéry. I knew I got that wrong.
Yeah.
You know what Ribéry looks like.
Yes, I know, but you said he's good looking. So
no, I was joking. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But you got the player wrong too.
I got the player wrong. Just, so yeah. I just should have shut up that whole time.
It's the second miss for Cat early days.
Love that.
That's all right.
It's great start to the
air. Three times a charm, eh?
Third time's a charm. That's right. You had your coffee today? Right now. Okay, so she's catching up right now. Joe K Football, is it time to classify the new manager bounce as a performance-enhancing drug? How do you explain?
Oh my God, I was actually thinking about this.
How do you explain that Sydney FC are that much better than the week before? Adelaide were going to go top with a win here. They were
so
unbeaten.
True. Any team after they lose a gaffer, you just bet your money
it's
on them to win
weight,
the next
that's
week.
Why.
It's insane.
Because everyone's up. Everyone knows, like, oh shit, I need to play for my spot again.
Yeah.
What is it? Do you feel
a sense of freedom?
But do you look at that? Do you look at that and go, okay, you know, maybe Corica was not doing a good job.
Yeah.
But do you look at that and kind of like think about the players going, were you really playing your best?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Were you actually doing?
Because there's not much you Fuktale could have done in a few days.
Yeah. Because new coach coming in, right? You've almost got to prove yourself a little bit again.
Yeah, but you should be playing every game like that.
I know that, but is that why? Are we seeing them step up? It's not actually, you know, anything to do with the
coach.
Because
it's almost like nothing solidified.
Bro, Joe Lolley was playing every week. It's not like he brought in new players. I mean, I love Lolly. But I'm saying he just like all of a sudden turns it on, rips it up, hits the town in Shagalade afterwards as well. Legend, Lolly.
He just popped down there.
Straight out.
That's a new one. I've heard Rattalade, not Shagalade.
He's British. But yeah, they're Nellum 94. Don Talley let him cook. Look, I don't think Talley had too much of an input. Yeah. The big controversial thing is he told Wellington fans he was leaving to go. He wanted an overseas opportunity.
Okay.
And technically he did come overseas to Sydney.
To Australia.
But I'd feel like shit if I was a Wellington fan.
Yeah, that's definitely a bit shitty.
But Wellington, they keep getting points. They actually got a point on the weekend without even having a shot against Melbourne. 1-1 draw.
Oh, wow.
Zero shots.
Own goals?
Own goal.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we're seeing a lot of own goals these days.
Yeah.
That's a FIFA stat.
Game so quick. Hey, your boy Tate Russell scored as well.
All right, big up Tate Russ, man. He's back and he's better, you know?
Yeah.
Barella almost stopped him, but it got across the line. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see
it. It was like a volley, chest volley, banged it. And like Barella was like literally on the line and it hit Barella. Mm. But luckily it was like...
It had crossed the line.
Yeah, crossed the line. Wow. Otherwise he would have stopped the goal.
It would have been offside as well.
Yeah, it would have been offside as well. But the boys are playing well.
They are, yeah.
Climsby, I think his name's Climsby, left back, got the other goal. They're playing well, man. They started really, really well. There's a different feel, there's a different vibe. So
Well, it's gonna be all of a sudden it's gonna be very interesting because we've got international break now and then Sydney Derby.
I can't wait.
Now Sydney FC fans no doubt will probably turn up because they feel a different sense now with the new coach. So that's gonna be very interesting. It's gonna be
we'll be there.
100%.
Yeah, we're going to that.
No, it's gonna be real, real good. Daniel the 99, now that we're 4 weeks in, early predictions for A-League top four. How do you pick the A-League? Right now, there's no team.
It's all over the place.
Because City are struggling, and usually City are the one you bank on.
And then it's also like it's goals galore. Like, you don't really know.
Mariners are last.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Well, everyone who was left banging goals for them last season is gone.
Yeah,
but
there's still players, similar. The defender, the centre-back's still there. It's still got
Tulio's
a little bit.
Still there, and they brought back Quall.
Quall's back, you know. He scored his first goal in the He got a goal in the Asia Cup they were playing.
Yeah, the AFC Cup.
He's like most hated guy in like Bali now.
That's not
somewhere you want to be hated either.
Honestly, I don't think you can pick it.
I don't think you can pick it. Also, because there's a lot changing with Sydney too. They've played one game, but
I think it'll be a good year for the two Sydneys.
Yeah,
I think both Sydneys will finish in the top four. I think Wanderers looking good.
It would be nice to see Western Sydney up there.
And in Melbourne, maybe the victory. I don't know. I can't pick it right now. My prediction for you, because I don't want to leave you with nothing, is that both Sydney teams will finish in the top four, and we could potentially even see a Sydney Derby final for the first time.
Could you imagine?
That'd be huge.
Scenes.
Yeah. I don't know. Had to throw something out there. We actually got a little DM in. This person prefers to remain anonymous.
Oh, I wonder why.
They DM saying just about our second division story last week. They have inside scoop that Football Queensland have taken Sunshine Coast's license away from them for trying to enter the second division.
What the fuck?
And they're trying to replace them with a Sunshine United team in the same spot but run by Football Queensland.
Oh my, what the hell is going on?
As a punishment.
A slap in the hands.
You did bad.
Jeez.
What in the fascism is going on?
Yeah,
there?
I know, football, bro. Queensland, like, Queensland, I've heard things about.
We need to have some words.
I mean, Queenslanders are a little bit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if we look at the comment section on our the post about it, everyone was talking about like, what the fuck is Football Queensland doing?
Yeah.
Like, let the boys.
It's. You know. I don't. But I genuinely don't understand the objective behind gatekeeping like that. Like, what are they achieving out of doing that? More eyes on the game in Queensland? I don't think
they
so.
They think it's going to... Well, that's the thing, yeah. It's gonna, is if anything, it or is it if not? If this National Second Division gets up and there's no Queensland teams, I can't see how that's going to do anything good for Queensland football.
And as a Queenslander, are you motivated to stay in that or do you want to play
leave.
Second Division?
The players would all come here.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I think there was a question about the pay as well. People were saying, like, I hope there's going to be decent enough pay in that, in that Second Division where we were talking about it as well. I think me and Josh Jeans were saying, hopefully they make it where... people make enough to where they can leave their normal job or whatever. Because it's a tough division. It's a tough spot to be in.
Like,
would you rather play NPL? Would you rather play NPL and have a second job?
But this is the thing. That's a lot of money when you add it up. And for these clubs, the A-League barely has enough money, let alone that. I think what they should, I almost think they should keep it semi-pro.
Yeah.
But like a high semi-pro. Very, yeah. Because if you start training during the day, players aren't going to leave their day jobs to play in the second division. If you keep it like maybe four sessions a week at night, your games are all on maybe Saturday night so you could fly back.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't affect your day job. Too it's much. A lot. It's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot.
But for an extra 50, 60, 70K.
Yeah, you'd do that.
A lot of players would do it for a bit.
Remember we spoke to Robbie Speranza about that?
Yeah.
He plays for Marconi, yes, so does his brother. His brother's physio, a teacher. He's a physio. They both work full time. They, as far as I know, in his career, he's very successful as a physio. Mm. He's doing really well. And then as a footballer, he's been able to maintain that and keep that kind of like dual lifestyle.
Yeah.
But he said in terms of going full time football.
No, it needs to be really worth it.
It needs to be like he needs to make bank on that because he's doing well out of having the two.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it's feasible.
You've got to keep it like a really premium semi pro. Like you got to give him all the physios, you got to give him all the facilities, but I think you got to keep him training at night. It's the only way to keep the best players in.
It'll be interesting to see what they do because if the pay's not enough, then people are not going to want to play in the
and
league.
And you're not really getting the true second division, i.e. you're getting whoever can afford to do it. I know. There's still a lot to figure out. 2025 start date, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Are they shifted at a year?
They shifted it a year. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. Get I don't think so either. Yeah. But like, you know, last week it was March 2024 and I'm thinking, nah, probably not.
Yeah. I mean, who knows if it'll ever get up. But it means we're going to have a healthy NPL next season. Hopefully people get around the NPL in the anticipation that that's what's going to... Preston, a mate of mine plays up front for Preston.
Yeah.
Used to play with me here. And he's just signed a deal till 2026 at Preston Lions.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So they're giving out 3-year deals.
They're thinking ahead.
And no NPL team does that.
No way.
So they're already thinking second division, you know? So credit to him. International break now, so there won't be as much club football. That's okay, because Call of Duty came out.
That's all that matters.
So we'll just play some COD.
Yeah, we'll just play some COD,
it's fine, you know? We'll still fill it
old
up.
Old maps.
The old maps.
We're loving life.
That's what it's all about.
You know, poning noobs and stuff.
Whoa. No one says that anymore.
Pause. Also, the new, a bit off topic, but new GTA. I think they announced the start date.
When is it coming out?
I think they
haven't said when it's coming out.
They haven't
yet.
Said
there's
when.
A trailer coming.
The trailers.
There's a trailer coming next month.
Yeah, like I feel anyone that's in a relationship at that point, I really feel sorry for them because
I feel
we're
like,
not moving. I'm not moving from
no,
my,
but
from
I feel
my,
I feel like.
Are you serious? The new it's been like a 20-year fucking wait.
Bro, I'm not moving. I'm taking a week off work. But I'm saying
that's what I'm saying.
But usually, I find girls like to watch GTA. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
It's
no,
good
okay,
fun.
Kat doesn't. Kat's like icked out the fact that we're talking video games right now.
I don't care.
Yeah, GTA's probably a
what
bit
about
different.
Me
I feel like
says
GTA,
I'm
like
it's
I feel fun. Like, yeah, because
it's
fun.
A different life.
Hey, babe, you want to go, you know, pick up a prostitute and, and then
roll,
bash her and
roll
take
around.
Money? It's terrible. I don't, but that's what you do in GTA.
Yeah. I know what GTA
I'm not
is. Don't mansplain.
It's a video game.
Sell some drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
You things roll around, get a new car.
You wouldn't
I played GTA. Everyone, if you haven't played GTA, like you're not. You live under a rock.
Yeah.
Everyone played it.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Anyway.
So.
I'm just not going to take
we took a bit
time
of
off work for it. That's all.
I absolutely would. So we just detoured a little bit on video games, but plenty going on in the international game, particularly the Premier League. I've got the Chelsea jersey back on. I can't believe
of course
it.
You have.
I'm celebrating
that was
a draw.
Game. It was a great
listen,
game. Though.
I mean, I heard Carragher say, like, we played Spurs. You know, we beat Spurs, controversial or not. We still beat them. Mm-hmm. You know, played very well against City. And who's there? Someone else that we played a big four. Was it United?
Well, we drew to Liverpool. We drew to Arsenal and should have been.
I was at Arsenal. Arsenal drew to Arsenal.
We've been pretty good against the top four.
You know, we were, dare I say, you know, we turned in the corner a little bit.
A win and
bit,
three draws against the top four.
James is back. Don't want to curse him, but you know, he's back.
Mm.
And we're looking, Sterling looking good.
Sterling Cole looking Palmer. Good.
Cole Palmer.
It's good. You know. Against his old club.
How many years did he play for City?
15.
Wow.
And Josh Moshe this morning.
Yeah, I did.
I
always watch. That would have felt good, though.
Yeah, I know.
And Sterling, too.
Yeah, both of them.
They had a couple of them.
Both of them. And they asked him about Cole Palmer because he scored like 5 pence since joining Chelsea. And they asked him, they're like, do you, you know, practice that, whatever? And he's like, nah, I don't practice penalties.
Just got them bangs.
I've just always backed
myself.
Yeah,
he said natural talent.
Yeah, he just said,
it's just my natural ability.
Yeah, yeah. Fair play to him.
Me too.
Henry Bear, yeah? You take pens?
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a 9. I've taken a pen in my life.
Okay.
Well, we need to see that.
They're such haters.
We're still waiting on our 5-a-side team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not me that's preventing it. Like, you tell me when.
Tis the season for 5-a-side.
It is.
Anyway, Henry Bear, was Chelsea City the best game of the season so far?
Man. If you went to that game, you got your money's worth.
Yeah.
Mm. Like an 8-goal thriller.
Yeah, and 4 equalisers. It wasn't, no one ever blew out.
Yeah.
No one was ever up.
You got your money's worth, you know. Really, really. That's what you want from, you know, your top 4 teams.
Yeah.
Top 5 or 6 or whatever.
Ronan Humbles, Anthony Taylor fucking Chelsea over again. When will it end? So he was obviously demoted to the championship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you come back and you get the biggest game of the week.
Wow, funny how that works, isn't it?
Was it a pen? The pool on Haaland?
Just a tough one. We can go either way, but I mean, I'm Chelsea, so I'm going to go no.
No. I feel like there was a pool.
I could see both.
On Cucurella first. They're both pulling each other. Yeah. This is the thing. You're starting to get so... The whole game's under a microscope. Honestly, I loved being playing at the back growing up, and I'm sure you did too.
Yeah, now
but if I had a kid now,
hey, I'd be like, nah,
don't
mate,
play at the back.
Nah.
What's
play
the point?
Maybe right back.
Maybe
all right back.
All the fun shit about being a defender, you can't even do anymore.
You can't do anymore. The game's changed. I think we said this last episode where we were like, the game peaked in like 2005.
100%. Football peaked, but we're starting to sound like our dads and stuff. I don't want to go down that road.
Fuck.
15Jared08. These usernames don't get easier. after 2 straight losses, do you reckon the honeymoon could be over for Ange and Spurs? He was winning 1-0.
In
the 91st minute, and he managed to lose 2-1. Are the wheels falling off?
It's 2 losses.
I think it's
a bit
soon. Yeah. It's a tough life out there for these football managers, football players. Like, you make one mistake 2 weeks in a row and you're done.
Yeah, but is that why they get paid so much? Because that's the nature of the job?
Mm. Could be. You know? Standards high.
Yeah, standards
high. Doesn't mean he's like... completely, you know, flopped.
No, he's gonna have a lot.
Had injuries now, isn't it? Had
heaps
a few
of injuries. Madison,
yeah,
and
Madison's out,
and the big CB, the big Dutch. Oh. They both got injured in the same match, and it doesn't look good. But look, 2 losses.
Mm.
He slips from 1st to 4th.
Damn.
Still in the top 4.
Mm-hmm.
Even Domino's Pizza trolled him.
Really? What did they do?
Yeah, Domino's Pizza posted right after the game. They said, "Guys, we've launched our new dessert, the Spurs Crumble."
Oh,
I love it when these food.
I love when you know that, like, admin who they support.
He's just or who they
go. He's an Arsenal fan for
100%.
Sure.
100%.
For sure.
Oscar Ling has asked us, what is the pass fail mark for Ange at Spurs this season? I think we all said it.
Unless he finishes, what did we say?
I mean, top 4 should be.
Top 4 or trophy?
Yeah.
Or a trophy.
Top 4, make Europe? Or even if he came like 6th, but he won an FA Cup?
Mm-hmm.
That's also good.
Yeah. Anything that is improvement on the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Like, you need to show that he's actually done something in there. We can't go back to before.
No, exactly.
Speaking of Spurs, isn't Harry Kane like...
bro, he can't stop scoring.
Like 17 goals in 11 games or something stupid like that. Yeah, he's absolutely taking a piss out of that league.
Best start to Bundesliga life ever.
That's
for
crazy.
A player. I think he's got 17 goals already. He scored another brace on the weekend.
Insane.
He can't stop. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, that's what I've been saying. Like, about everyone's talking Ballon d'Ors now.
Mm.
No more Messi, no more Ronaldo. People talking Bellingham, Haaland or Mbappe.
Mm.
It kind of feels like it's those three.
Yeah.
I think Harry Kane can win the Ballon d'Or.
You reckon he could be in the running?
I think so. 100%.
Wow, all these fans are frothing right now with you saying that.
100%. Like,
it's just...
it depends on who wins the Champions League.
It's all Champions League. Yeah, that's all it is.
But like, let's say England win the Euros. People are saying, if England win the Euros, which I don't think they will. But if England win the Euros, Bellingham's got it in the bag. Nah, bro. If England win the Euros, Kane's got it.
True.
He leads that England side.
That's true.
True. But okay, there's already a narrative around Bellingham at the moment.
There's a big narrative around him.
And he's a likely Mary Fowler's picks. So see how that goes.
Yeah,
that was a funny post when you shared that.
Like, oh my days, I died. Like, what do you do?
Do you know
if you're who, Nathan Cleary?
If you're Nathan Cleary, and like, if you, this is what I was saying on my videos. I was like, there's always someone that's, you know, just got a bit more sauce than you. Mm. Like Cleary, you know, Australia, we go, oh man, it's fucking Cleary made it foul.
Yeah,
beautiful.
But there's a few people between Cleary and Bellingham. Like,
there's a few people.
You're going to ages away.
Yes.
Besides finances.
We're not talking about finances. No, we're talking about top of their game.
I know, but I'm saying source. Like, yeah, like I wouldn't say it's Cleary's just a step up. Like Bellingham is a step up from Cleary. He's quite a few steps.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, wow.
You don't think?
Yeah, no, I mean,
we're talking
just
someone.
Okay, but we're talking
Cleary
about.
Cleary is, you know, that one of the best NRL players.
In his, yeah, in his, we're talking in their realm. Okay,
okay, in
his
realm, he's
one
relative,
of,
he's yes,
the,
yes,
he's
yes.
the great, he's not the greatest, yeah. but he's one of the greatest in his realm.
Okay.
Bellingham's one of the greatest yeah. in his realm. Right, so it's not a huge step up.
Mm.
It's a step up, but it's not like
hold on,
monumental.
What are you judging it on? Are you judging it on how they look or are you judging
no.
it on, you're judging it on like how influential they are?
Yeah, like you, the Bellingham influence versus Cleary influence.
So it's fame.
Influence.
Yes. It's fame.
Yeah, like
yeah,
it's
I mean, he's
21
million followers. Yeah,
different.
Yeah, no, you are right. You're right.
But he's quite different.
Yeah.
No, you got that NRL like chaos. Bias right now, but, yeah.
but what, I'm a footballer at heart, so I get it.
Why should fame have to do with anything?
I didn't say fame. Mm.
You did. I just asked.
No,
if it was
I
fame.
Said influence.
Which is fame.
Why
it's
should
being
have,
a
why
big
should...
an... Oh my god, all I said is that it's a step up.
No, but I'm just asking, why should having a bigger name impact like the attraction?
He said it's a step up. I'm saying it's more than a step up. That's all I said.
So you approve of Mary Fowler leaving?
I
Cleary
didn't say
for...
you're putting words in my mouth.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You said I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I didn't say anything.
I think she should go with the guy she's in love with, if any.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Even if it wasn't clear, even if it was Joe Blow around the corner, you know, the most of the grass here.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's absolutely fine.
You know?
But yeah. I'm shitting myself from Cleary, to be honest. If I am. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point here. Yeah,
that's the point.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Love it.
You got to be safe out there nowadays, bro.
Yeah,
you really got to be safe out there nowadays.
I don't think Fowler cares about stuff like that.
Nah, probably not.
Probably doesn't like either of them, let's be real. I mean, how good would the conversation be with either of them? I don't know. You never know. That's a generalization.
That was a bit mean, actually. Claude.
That was a bit mean. That was a bit mean. I actually take that back. They seem like great guys. Roberto De Zerbi. He's blasted
the
English refs. Yeah, just basically said their shit. He basically said what we all know. English referees are the worst in the world.
Are they?
Well, they're the worst in the top five of Europe. I would say so.
It's a tough watch at times.
That's why they don't even get put on World Cups.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know, they don't even put an English ref in a World Cup. I think the 2020.
That's actually a sign.
2018,
isn't it?
They had zero English refs. I think 2022, they put a couple in just to, they felt bad. let's go to France now, though. Kylian Mbappe.
Ooh, what's going on there?
He scores a hat trick on the weekend.
Of course.
For PSG.
Casually.
Just casual hat trick.
The usual stuff.
As he does. But his coach after the game says to the reporters, "I'm not really happy with Kylian today. I have nothing to say about the goals, but he can help the team a lot more in different ways. I'm going to watch the match again and talk to him about this first, not you guys."
Isn't he helping with overseeing the whole club?
Yeah. But onside or offside, your players scored a hattie.
They won?
They won.
Mm.
Thanks to that. I think they won 3-2.
I'm not going to lie. It sounds like a bit of a Pep Guardiola kind of mindset.
Yeah.
You know when like Haaland was like bagging goals and Pep was like still talking to him like, no, you have to chase. You have to
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sounds like that.
So you think it's onside? The manager having a problem with him even though he scored a hat-trick?
Yeah, I think it's a bit onside. He's probably just trying to keep him like right on the tip and just achieve him.
A little bit grounded.
Yeah. I think it's just, he's trying to do that thing. He knows he's played well, but he's trying to like nitpick, which I get.
Well, yeah, there's a difference between, look, he's doing his job, like he's scoring goals. Mm. That's what he's meant to do. But given his experience, given the role that he plays, sure, like maybe from a, he needs to be having more of an influence within the club and I don't know, leading and showing leadership skills and stuff like that. You never know. I kind of get the vibe that he just is really good at scoring goals. But then when it comes down to
everything
like being involved with everything else, maybe he just takes a step back a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
I don't know. That's the vibe that I'm
I thought
getting.
It was pretty funny, man. Like, your players just got a hat trick. Like, fuck, what more do you want for
it?
Jeez. But
it
fair
is
enough.
Pretty funny.
I see how they work. You know what actually happened in football this week over in Brazil? I think it was in Brazil. Was it in Brazil? It was in the Serie A of Brazil. Goalkeeper of Corinthians, Cassio.
Mm.
Like the watch. Great watch.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a budget watch,
decent.
I like to take a moment to thank our sponsors. No, Cassio is a goalkeeper for Corinthians. They hit a free kick. Straight at him, and he just moved out of the way and let the ball go in.
Why?
Oh, someone paid him.
No.
Match fixing, no?
No.
He wanted to be subbed. Maybe.
No, it was an indirect
free kick. Was it
coming
for his face? And he said, no, not the nose.
It was an indirect free kick.
Yeah. So it had to be passed.
We talked about this last week.
We spoke about it. And the guy shot off the indirect free kick. He literally could have caught it. But just to prove a point, he moved out of the way and let the ball go into the net.
That's great.
And they end up getting their own free kick because the guy should have, someone else needed to touch
it. Yeah, someone had to touch it.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
The balls to do that though.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Just in case. What if it nicked someone?
Well, yeah, what if someone just like little touch it, and then
someone comes out of nowhere?
But he let it go in just to prove a point. I mean, 36 years of age, goalkeeper. He's been around the block, and yeah, it worked. They ended up getting their own free kick. So fair play.
I like it. I rate it.
What was the rule again from last week?
That was different.
No, but an indirect free kick, you can't go.
The rule last week that we didn't know.
The rule was if you've got a free kick, and you kick it in your own net, and no one else touches it, it's a corner. For the other team.
That's fucking
It's so weird. Random, eh?
That's so wild to me.
Yeah, it's weird. Because it would have never happened.
Never.
Like, I don't think it's ever happened. Yeah. It can't. Unless it's Gale Force wins. And you're just like, there's no way.
That's so crazy. Yeah, no.
There's no way. We could be having a Leicester 2.0.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Over in Spain. Ooh. Girona.
Getting promoted.
Yeah, this is amazing. They're top of the table.
They won again. So they beat Vallecano away 2-1. They're top of the league, 2 points clear of Real Madrid. So everyone's talking barely goal.
Barely goal.
There's another story there, bro. And it's Girona.
It's wild. I love it.
Who are 2 points clear of Real Madrid.
Still a long way to go, bro.
Still a long way to go. But these guys are like absolutely
And they've never
nobody's.
Have they never won?
No. They've never even been top temporarily. No. So when they went top, they partied like they won a league.
Shit.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Keep an eye on that.
They've got a little stadium, 14,000 people.
Wow. A little suburban ground.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be huge. And incredibly, this is a stat that Producer Shabs has written this one in. 22 years since... 22. It's been that long, Producer Shabs. Yep. 22 years since a club that wasn't Real, Atleti or Barca has won the league in Spain. It is very early days.
Wow. I remember seeing that actually last year. I looked up that stat.
Damn.
22 years would say that it takes us back to 2001. I don't know about that one. Well, fair enough. I'll take your word for it. I feel like Rafa Benitez won one with Valencia in like 04 or something.
I know Valencia was the other club.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, check it. Well, definitely up and like since Frank Rijkaard, no one else has won it. Mm. But I feel like Valencia.
Pre-2010?
I feel like Rafa Benitez. Did Rafa Benitez win one with Valencia? Can you check? I reckon he's edited it, isn't it? He's edited it. What's it? First time in 22 years that has topped at this stage of the season.
Oh.
Fuck off, Shabs.
He always does those little edited it now.
He's edited it now.
He always does those little tiny.
Anyway, nonetheless, it's a fairy tale happening right in front of us. Mm. Do you remember John Joe Shelby?
Of course. Voldemort, what a player. I mean, is he still playing Newcastle?
Speaking of pretty guys.
Yeah, no, I was going to say.
He's not one of them. All due respect.
What? We had a story about Shelby.
He's got
a. I remember us talking about Shelby.
Not long ago. Remember Shelby, during the offseason, he was at Nottingham most recently.
Yeah.
And some girl went back to his.
Yes, that was it.
He was showing his highlights. And he was showing her his highlights. And she put it.
That's such a me thing. I'd do that. I would so do that. Like if a girl came back to mine, I'd be like, listen, this is me.
Yeah, and she didn't even do anything.
With really like,
she was just at his house watching highlights, and then she left. He didn't even care. He wasn't even cracking on. He just wanted her to watch his highlights.
Because that turned him on enough. Yeah. Just seeing himself do that.
I love that. Is he still at Newcastle?
Nah, he's playing in Turkey.
Oh, fuck.
He's playing for Rizespor, I believe, in Turkey. Mm. And he scored today from his own half. Ooh. And Newcastle fans were tweeting about this because they all saying that he always used to try and shoot.
From his own heart.
And he never ever worked.
He never got
fucking
it.
Fucking John Joe Shelby shooting. He finally got it in Turkey. Today. Exactly. Ah. And they won 1-0 with that goal.
Oh, really?
Big credit to John Joe. Yeah, pick him up.
He was up and coming at Liverpool at one point, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. I always liked him. He had that X factor about him. I always liked him.
I feel like his name used to just like come up a whole lot more and then he just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Bit of a banter era there.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a banter Liverpool.
Yeah, that was like young Sterling.
Yeah,
I was young because they had a
New Balance.
Yeah, it was New Balance Sterling.
Yeah, I have one of those kits.
Young Sterling, man.
No, he had a decent, decent side. But John Joe Shelby, he's doing well. Maybe he's in Turkey. All of a sudden, you're gonna see him with a gorgeous, luscious.
I was gonna
head of
say,
hair.
What's the hair situation? Yeah,
we get the hairline going.
Exactly
yeah.
right. Yeah, he needs a whole.
Get it cracking.
It's been bald forever, that guy.
He actually has. That's what they've seen bald.
We've seen so far in this Born Offside season. Mm. Fans, good. We've seen the Union Berlin fans lining up their players saying it's okay, we remember where you came from, the fact that we're in the Champions League, blah, blah. We've seen the Lyon fans, we've seen the Ajax fans trash their stadium. We've now seen Newcastle United.
Yes, I saw something about this, but yeah. Go on.
Kieran Trippier, they lost on the weekend. They've had a lot of injuries. Kieran Trippier got into a bit of a verbal with his fan on the sideline. And there was footage coming out of him saying, like, how many injuries we got? How many injuries? He had to be separated by his own player to the fans. Yeah.
Losing his cool.
Who's in the wrong there?
I think Newcastle fans need to remember where they came from.
So you think this is another case like Union Berlin?
Come on. You lot are just now breaking into the top four and, like, you know, maintaining it a little bit. Remember when you was, like, at the bottom?
In the championship, man. But
exactly.
Twice.
Exactly.
Last,
like, remember
you know,
that, you know.
15 years.
These players are, they're doing a justice. Like, they've got a good squad.
Mm.
You know, I think it's onside from...
Yeah,
this is just the nature of the game, though, right?
Yeah.
The nature of the beast is you get used to a different standard, and then that's what you expect.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's not that same squad from back then either. It's also not the same club. Like the ownership is different.
It's like Chelsea,
the resources are different. Your expectations change with that.
Like Chelsea, we should just be expecting
to win
a draw against City. It's good. If you're spending as much as City,
you should be seeing results like City. It doesn't mean that you do, but it's okay to have high expectations.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just happy with survival, mid-table. That's my expectation nowadays.
We've
got to
change our expectations.
You got to set the bar lower sometimes in life.
Mm.
Isn't that what they say?
Mm.
No, I don't
Good luck
so.
With that.
I'm joking. That's not my advice. You know, these are not my thoughts. But you think it's bad in the Prem.
Yeah.
You think the fans are bad in the fans are tame in the Prem online. Mm. You can contest it. You go down the pyramid of English football.
It gets worse and worse and worse.
The number of the fans might get less.
But the passion gets probably higher.
Exactly. Right.
The violence.
So let's take it down to League Two.
Oof. I know about these teams.
Fourth tier. Okay.
Yeah, got a couple of mates playing in there.
Crewe took on Notts County on the weekend. Right. Now Crewe at home. Notts County have just come up from the fifth tier. So firstly, the ref, this is semi-related, but not really. The referee does his hammy.
I love that it's not really related. Now I'm like, so where that. Is it related?
Oh my God.
The ref does his hammy, so the fourth official had to referee.
The ref did it during the game?
During the game.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's fucking tough kick.
Right? I always think it's hilarious when refs get injured. Yeah. Like, what movements were you doing that required you to pull your hamstring? That's what I want to know. Like, what was the burst? What was the short burst that required your hamstring to go?
Heavy pitches at that level.
Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. But they're not the fittest sometimes. Anyway, so the fourth official had to referee. So now there's no chance for another substitution of referees.
Okay.
The lino flags for a penalty against the home team in stoppage time. Now the Crewe fans behind him apparently got very aggressive towards
going
his
off.
Line,
yeah, for flagging that penny up.
And literally, you read the article, it says, he was called profanities such as wanker. Now, I think the wanker would have been the least of his words.
Yeah, that's the only one that got through.
That would have been the nicest insult that he got. I'm telling you that now.
Exactly. So anyway, sure. He didn't want the game to continue. He didn't want to lino anymore in front of these fans. So he wanted to swap with the other lino.
Oh, so he wanted to go to the other end.
He wanted to change.
The other
lino said, fuck no.
You stay down there with those Crewe fans and you suck it up.
The fourth official was now reffing because the ref's done his hammy.
Oh.
So the game was delayed 13 minutes and they had to convince the linesman to finish the last few minutes of the game.
Oh,
he was that scared.
Oh.
This is professional football. This is League Two.
That was actually
this
hilarious.
This is where we're at now.
Yeah.
This is where we're at.
So anyway, they scored
and
the
that's
penalty.
The future of the Premier League as well.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I think robot refs is the future.
Oh. Mine's lino's the worst because you just get it.
You're right there.
Yeah, you know. You get it in the air.
And those little stadiums.
Mm, you can hear everything.
They're
close
next to you.
And they know
as
you
close
hear
as we
them
are.
Too. You know what I mean? Like, they know you hear every single word.
I don't think I'd have enough conviction to ever have a job like that.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
I'd be second guessing myself. I'd be like, I'm sorry, just change. You know what? You do it.
It's a tough gig, lino. Like, ref, you can at least, like, run away from the fans. Like, you're all around. You know what I mean? Lino is like...
You'd hope that you're protected, you know?
Right, lino is like
you're first to hear it. Yeah. We go up a level in League One. I just want to show you how brutal. Like, people think the Premier League, this is football lower. In League One, two players in one game had to go to hospital from nasty challenges. Wickham Wanderers versus Stevenage.
Oh, yes, near Luton, to be fair.
Your ends?
Yeah, Stevenage is like 20 minutes.
Yeah, two challenges.
Actually, I know someone one of my mates played for Stevenage.
Really? I hope it wasn't him. I don't have the names here, but two people... both in hospital from heavy challenges. Apparently, it was an intense game. What are you laughing?
It's funny.
Oh my goodness.
No, like the chaos. Right.
It's chaotic.
Like the chaotic nature of it is funny
exactly.
to me.
Okay, when we talk about the game in terms of like it changing and like defenders and all that,
the lower leagues is where it's still the same.
Yeah, because there's no VAR, so of course. Yeah.
Still, like, you go to, like, League 2, League 1, National League, there's literally, like, defenders that can head it, kick the shit out of you, and then strikers that can just score goals. Yeah. Like, there's none of this, like, techie kind of, like, you know.
I love it. Every now and then it's refreshing to watch
it. Yeah, I'm telling you. You go back and you're like, yeah, this is football.
Yeah, this is football.
This is how it should be a little
bit. Kick the shit out of me, mate.
Yeah, kick the shit out of him. Yeah, put it in the channels.
Up in the championship, though, there is all that. Now you're getting closer to top tier football. There's a bit of chaos there. Birmingham City. Mm. Earlier this season, start of October, Birmingham sacked their coach, who'd only been there a year and a bit. They were coming sixth. Mm. Not that bad. They sack him, release his whole statement as to why the club was going in a different direction. Anyway, they appoint Wayne Rooney.
Ah, Wazza.
A lot of people said they're just doing it for clout.
Okay, yeah.
They were just doing it for clout because Wayne Rooney had coached really nowhere besides. I mean, he did okay. We got relegated with Derby.
Mm.
Yeah. Was in America, did shit with DC. Yeah, yeah. Takes the team. Since taking over, they've gone from 6th to 18th.
Jeez.
Oh,
Some good players are just not meant to be gaffers, are they?
I'm thinking Rooney, Lampard, Gerrard. Yeah. That generation, should they just skip the whole management thing?
No, man. It's tough. I think it's always hard when you are such a your whole life was in the game and you're a legend of the game.
They can't understand.
You can't leave the game alone.
They probably can't understand how they were such good as players and they can't get this part right.
The only person who's probably transitioned pretty well and understood it was probably
Carrick's done well.
Gary Neville. Carrick's done well, but I'm saying in terms of like understood that they weren't a gaffer.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, he's still trying.
Staying in their lane.
He's got the youth French team. Yeah. He's got the young French. He's still trying. Because as much
I think he understands how he can have an impact.
You know what? I talk to a lot of them when I work with them on screen.
Yeah.
And they like doing the media.
Yeah.
But it's all they see it as very temporary. They all want the coach. That's what they all want to do. They all want to be managers. So they like doing the media a little bit here on the side, but it's like managing is what they want to do. And it's just like some unfortunately sometimes.
I do not see the appeal.
Of being a manager,
when you just look at the scrutiny,
I also think that
the complications.
For me,
I also think it's the position that the player played.
Yeah,
like what position they were playing as a.
So player. Who makes the best manager?
Yeah.
Who does?
In terms of that's why I
what
think
position?
Carrick centre mid.
Okay,
centre back.
No strikers now.
I don't think strikers.
Garbos.
In my opinion, strikers.
Because you barely manage them anyway.
I see what you mean.
They've never really been managed. They're usually just gifted and they can rip
players.
Yeah,
they're gifted and they don't understand the different elements to, you know, maybe you excel in a particular, like I feel like strikers is like, you're a goal scorer.
Mm.
Like that's what you excel in.
That's what you understand.
That's what you know. Like you don't
take your time to learn the tactics of the whole team and stuff. It's more like get the ball, do your thing.
Yeah,
get
the ball. Whereas like centre mid, I feel like you have to have skills of everything.
You need to know everything,
which is why I feel like, and you know, I'd be dictate
the look at Xabi Alonso.
So much more strategic.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to strategy, definitely.
Look at Xabi Alonso now. He's best start ever to a Bundesliga season.
Yeah, I mean Arteta was a centre mid as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, Pep was a centre mid. You know,
it's true.
I think centre mid or centre backs.
Conte was a centre mid.
Yeah, so centre mid for sure.
Jose was a translator.
Yeah,
he shows anything can happen. I want to finish with a couple random ones. These two. First one's a nice story, actually. Mm. Former Chelsea Premier League winner is currently training to be a pilot.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Wait. I want to know. Look, I'm not testing you as much on this one.
Okay.
But you, by all means, jump in.
Okay.
But him, because he went off about his ball knowledge when we did the Who Am I last week.
I won, didn't I?
With Jibril Cissé.
Didn't I won? Okay, so what's this? Former.
So I want to see how good his ball knowledge is now.
Former Chelsea Premier League winner.
Chelsea Premier League winner is currently close to becoming a pilot, getting his license and flying planes, right?
Okay.
He left Chelsea for then champions of Europe, Barcelona.
Okay.
Right. In 2001, he was arrested at an airport, drunk with John Terry and Frank Lampard.
Yeah.
In 2003, he admitted he had a gambling problem, losing £400,000 in casinos in the UK. I don't know if he was already in the UK. He would have been. He played for his country all the way up until Euro 2016. He was captain of Iceland.
Ida Johnson?
Yes.
Don't test me when it comes to Chelsea ball knowledge. Come on. Chelsea ball knowledge, I'm there.
Yes.
I thought so. When you said left for Barca and drunk with Chelsea, Lampard and Terry, I thought,
And then Iceland gave it away.
Ida
Johnson, he's close to becoming a pilot.
Really?
Yeah. Great striker on his day.
Oh, he was a great striker. Yeah. He was like him and Jimmy Floyd.
That's right.
We're top notch.
And Mutu until he found the white powder.
So
Mutu was meant to join them.
He was supposed to join them.
He was supposed to be you were the chosen one.
Yeah, he was the chosen one.
He just found cocaine.
Remember Hamann Crespo?
Oh,
yeah, like Crespo.
That's great. This, again, when football was football.
When football was football, man.
So
we're old heads now, man.
I know.
We're such old heads.
I know.
Yeah, you're acting real old right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like listening to two old men.
Oh, this will be us forever now.
Yeah.
It will be.
So is he going to like...
That's the story.
That's it?
You know, he's becoming a pilot.
Fair enough.
Next time you're boarding your plane to
Europe. Oh, we're talking commercial airplanes.
Potentially, I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
No. Maybe private jets.
Can you imagine you just, Isaac Johnson's your pilot the whole time just chatting to him.
Sure.
But that story's pretty tape. This story is fucking brilliant. Speaking of footballers, I mean, he didn't forget, but, you know, Isaac Johnson, you'd forgive it if it was a bit of a forgotten footballer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you weren't a Chelsea fan, you might not...
Exactly. Speaking of forgotten footballers, do you remember this guy, Mehdi Abalimba?
No.
Who did he play? No, that doesn't even like ring a bell at all.
No, no. That's because he wasn't a footballer.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine if like one of us said,
yeah, I remember.
No, Mehdi Abalimba. So ITV in the UK have just done a true crime documentary of this guy. And yes. It's come out now. So it's resurfaced the whole story.
True crime.
He lived the life as a fake footballer.
Oh, fuck. The life that I wanted to live.
Right, there are certain things here that I was like, it's a bit of an Alan Tekker's vibe.
Yeah. Is this brother?
Listen to this. He was playing for Farnborough Town.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah. I know them. They're like a semi-pro team.
Okay, yeah. So he was playing for Farnborough Town.
They're actually a decent
squad.
He was playing for Farnborough Town in 2012 on about £300 a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his career was just not going where he wanted it to go. Mm. His family originally from Congo. Anyway. Mm. 2014, he decided, you know what, fuck this. He took the term fake it till you make it to a whole new level. He just thought, fuck it, if I'm not going to make it as a pro, I'm going to just commit the biggest fraud ever and live my life as a pro. So he felt as though he looked like Gail Kakuta, who used to play for Chelsea.
Oh, no.
So this is our boy.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like I've played against Farnborough before. I actually think I have.
Maybe you've played this guy.
Yeah, maybe I have.
And there's Gail Kakuta. I don't think they look that similar. I really don't think so.
I can see it, but not really.
Not really.
I can see it, but not really. I don't remember that, the Kakuta.
Kakuta was at Chelsea for a bit. He was like a breakthrough player. I think he went to Fulham after. He never really made it, but he was at Chelsea for a while.
Okay.
This is the guy. Mm-hmm. That's him. That's Kakuta. Mm. Right? You prefer not to speak? Okay. Probably prefer not to speak. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this, right? So he somehow managed to, in Kakuta's name, this shows when you're a footballer and you can afford shit, you don't have to pay for anything.
No, you don't.
Somehow they give you things and then they charge you later.
Yeah.
But they just give it to you, knowing that you're a footballer. Oh, he'll pay back. He managed to get a Bentley.
Wow.
And a chauffeur, right?
Wow.
To take him shopping at Selfridges in Manchester.
Oh my God.
He needed another Bentley to carry the shopping.
What? This is so fucked.
This is true. This is all true story, right? He then goes to a Manchester nightclub. Picks up four women.
And
we know about the women in Manchester.
Yeah, under the pretense that
he's a footballer.
Kakuta.
Right.
Man's committing fraud.
Right. He flies these four women in a private helicopter to London from Manchester.
Oh my Lord. Is he Nigerian?
He's from Congo.
Okay.
Yeah. Nigeria's best fraudsters in the world.
I was gonna say it would have made sense.
Yeah, I've won the lottery five times in Nigeria, according to my inbox. You ever get those ones? Yeah?
Yeah.
You get the one someone wants to make you a princess.
Yeah.
You get those ones?
Yeah. DMs every day.
Yeah, I have $10 billion. Okay. No, but this guy, he flies them to London. He hires a house for the night, a mansion.
So this is all one weekend he's done all this.
Listen to this, yeah. He hires a mansion and the four women stay with him.
Jesus.
Would have had a good night. Credit to him.
Wonderful night.
That's a long way to go.
Mm. What the fuck?
Right. These women, they stay with him. What got him out of all this was the shopping spree. The shopping spree got him at Selfridges because the cameras picked him up and they ended up putting two and two together that it wasn't actually him. So he gets done and he goes to jail for 4 years.
Jesus.
Right?
Wow.
He doesn't learn his lesson though.
Oh my God. Right?
4 years stint and he came out and said, I'm going to still go straight back to it. Okay.
Exactly. He comes out and he gets sent to jail again because he starts seeing this girl, fraud, steals money off her, gets sent to jail just for a little bit.
Just for a little bit, okay.
Comes
Had
out again.
Had he just given up entirely on football at this point?
He was done being a fake footballer, but he was just rich, right? He actually, this chick that he saw in the middle was on Love Island. She was a lot younger than him as well. He went to her 19th birthday. I was reading about this article. It was amazing. This story is fucking brilliant. I'm telling you, when this docker comes
That's
out.
That's crazy. We've got to watch it. This.
Anyway, it climaxes, the story, that is,
yeah.
with with, he gets out of jail in 2018 mm-hmm. and he starts a relationship with Thierry Henry's ex-wife.
How the hell did he meet his ex-missus?
He's getting invited to these parties.
How?
Wait, is it still, who is he going?
I don't know who he is at this point, who he's pretending
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He's not Kakuta anymore.
That's what I'm saying, because to get
and
to
when
invite
he's
to
disappeared
these places,
for 4 years, where's he saying he's
been? So listen
been?
To this. He, apparently, when he sees her, so in this interim period where he was out, that's when he started talking to Thierry's ex-wife.
Okay.
He then goes back into prison, right? For 4 months, he told Thierry Henry's ex-wife, her name's Claire Mary, he was telling her that he was in military service in Kuwait. She believes it.
Oh my God.
She believes it. This is Thierry Henry's ex. This is former Mrs. Henry.
Oh my God. It gets worse.
Oh my gosh.
He then comes out. They date for a little bit. In that time, he steals £50,000 off her.
Oh my God. What the hell? I don't know whether to commend this guy or fucking hate him.
How does he even do
this? Because this is suave, what he's doing right now.
Right?
Like, how is he managing to pull this all off?
Bro.
Suave.
He steals. He steals £50,000 off her. She catches him, obviously. He goes back to prison. So as
yo,
of,
this
so
guy has lived a life.
As of 2021, he was sentenced to another 4 years and 5 months. He's still currently in prison and his doco is coming out now in the UK.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, and apparently Henri's ex-missus, she talks on the doco and stuff.
Jeez, this is like this is like Tinder Swindler
yes.
football
yes.
version.
Yes.
Yes.
Jeez. Amazing, eh?
It's going to be so much. It's going to be very juicy.
This will be good.
Oh, I'm watching this.
Yeah, this will be real good. So,
and I think it's going to get a lot more players.
Well, it got me thinking.
The effort that he went to be other people.
Yeah.
Like in all that time, you couldn't have just gotten another job, made a bit of like some honest money.
Yeah.
Build up your profile a little bit. He obviously knew all the right people.
No, he just thought
but
I'm
he said,
be a fake footballer.
That's not for me.
Yeah. I mean, fuck. You got to like, you got to kind of commend how he pulled some of this shit off. I couldn't. No,
should have like been an actor, pulling, really.
Exactly.
Even pulling Thierry Henry's ex-missus would have taken some work.
She went from Henri to this
guy.
Straight out of prison. Military service in Kuwait, apparently. Unbelievable
Wild.
Story. Unbelievable
and Kuwait
story.
Too. That's pretty smart.
The producers from ITV, they were saying they pick up true crime stories and they see whether they're going to pursue it. And apparently with this one, they said the further we kept digging, the more ridiculous the stories got.
Like,
we have to do this.
We have to do this.
How is it real?
One. And it got me thinking, if there was a true crime doco done on either of you two, firstly, what do you reckon the crime would be? Secondly, who would play you in the doco?
Who'd play me? Denzel Washington.
Yeah?
Nah, that's just who I'd love to play.
When you're older, he plays you at the end when you get out of prison.
He plays me, what would the crime be? Oh, man.
I mean, you're Nigerian.
Yeah, it would be. There would be,
could
be
fraud. Scamming
could
and stuff.
Could do typical fraudster. But, crime,
he's rubbing his hands.
Who would play you? Have you ever been told you've been look like anyone? Like, you been look like?
Oh, only, you look like anyone? Not an actor.
What do you look at? You made a face.
I'm not I'm not going to say.
I know who you're thinking.
I'm not going to say because
I know who you're thinking.
Kat doesn't like it, but
I've been called out for this.
I'm not going to say who.
And
who
it's,
who
I think it's the haircut.
Is it who?
It's Lena the Plug.
Okay.
She said it.
She's literally like a.
She's a porn star,
an adult.
She's like a plug.
She's an adult. Whoa. Film
no,
star.
Is that why she's called Lena the Plug?
I don't know why she's called Lena
she's
the Plug.
She's the guy. I mean, she's the woman who.
The husband sold her to. Yeah. Okay. Not sold
anyway.
Her. Like, did a porn. Yeah, anyway. Porn.
Other than that, I've.
Haram. We don't want that.
It's so haram. Yeah. I've never
so
been.
So Lena the Paul will play you.
Lena
in
the Paul.
Lena the Paul.
What's her name?
Lena the Plug.
Lena the Plug. Lena the Plug would play you in a parody of the crime you committed.
Yeah, what would it be?
I don't know what if I called you guys up and I was like, oh my God, I've been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Where would your minds go first? Like, what have I done?
I feel like you would have like committed a murder.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. You know. No. Hear what I'm saying.
You think
because you're so calm and collective and like you're not like that at all. I feel like that you maybe just hit a switch and then
somehow that was a compliment.
Yeah.
In all of that, I actually am flattered.
Yeah.
That's
what do you think, Claude?
Yeah, that's what I'd say. What would Claude's be? I feel like Claude's would be like, you know, oh, what's that fucking, the thing on, the guy on Netflix who was like, you know when he tried to throw that big ass party? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Big ass party
festival?
On an island.
Fire festival.
That would be you, Claude's. You'd be the fire festival guy. Paul's would be like selling stuff. He'd be like, listen, we got this, 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 this. It's going to be a massive. And it ends up going to shit.
Claus just oversold himself.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. Like, Claus are trying to make a billion. That's what
I can sell shit. Yeah. It's for sure.
That'd be Claus's one for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe, maybe hit and run for you.
Okay, why am I out here killing people? I regret asking.
I just think you'd hit someone with your car and you'd panic and you'd drive off.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And maybe you had a few wines as well.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
And you'd be like fucking panicking and hyperventilating, like you'd be like, yeah, I could see that happening for sure. Because you'd be in such panic. For sure.
How did we get here?
Anyway. And Lena the Plug would play you in the parody where the police officer pulls you over.
Yeah.
You guys
so
end up,
really like and it's, you get away it's with not it. A parody.
You get away with it because
it?
Of that. You're like, okay, how do I, you know? That's what it would be.
Fantastic.
Wow. That took a turn.
Yeah.
It did take a turn.
That's a good way to
it's
end
it. Born offside, man.
That's born offside. That's where we play, way offside. But it is an international break this week. No international break for women's football. Plenty of good women's football. Manchester Derby coming up as well. Which is good to see. And our Aussies are in action, which is always good. Italy need to win against the Massos. So fingers crossed, everyone.
You'll be right.
Yeah. Let's hope we get it done this time because we didn't last time. But no doubt we'll still have plenty to talk about in the world of football next week. Last international break, I remember, was the week we thought there'd be nothing to talk about.
It was so much.
And it was one of our best episodes.
We never know.
Exactly. And that's thanks to you guys because you guys are always listening. So make sure you subscribe to the pod. Flick us a 5-star rating if you're having a good time. Jump on the socials. Follow their endeavors. He's all on Tekkers. You just never know where he's going to be tomorrow. Really, so make sure you're following this
guy. I'm going to the music awards. So
you got the Arias.
Look out for the tuxedo.
Are you working there or are you your little VIP guest?
A bit of both.
Are you like a rapper now?
Oh, mate.
You're making royalties now.
Me and Joey
now.
Manu cooking up something. So.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, actually, when it comes, I'll let you guys listen to that. Me rapping.
We'll play it in Born Offside first. Yeah. I want a Born Offside exclusive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, right now?
No. But I'm saying when you drop
willing,
it.
Are you willing?
Don't play it right now.
No, don't play it right now. Fine.
Save that for an exclusive. Yeah, I'll G that one up.
Yeah.
All right, well, you never know what's going to happen next week, this crew. So make sure you're following along. We'll see you next week, guys. Ciao.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.